The chairman of the National Peace Council, Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, says the peaceful conduct of the polls is a further consolidation of Ghana's democracy. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Reverend Professor Asante said the pockets of violence recorded cannot in any way take the shine out of the free and fair nature of the election. He spoke with Yaya Kwamwa.
It has been a very successful election, a peaceful one. Of course, there were gaps here and there and pockets of violence here and there, but it's not in a measure that would, you know, take away the fact that it has been a very successful and peaceful one. As for people, a party expressing concern about the election results is a normal thing, and that's the reason why provision is made within the electoral laws for people to lodge complaints within 21 days after the declaration of results. It is anticipated that some infractions, people may express certain concerns, and the laws are there for people to seek redress.
Given the fact that, though, you know, I've had some few skirmishes and pockets of violence here and there, will you say Ghana as a country, our democracy is indeed entrenching?
It is entrenching. We still have some miles to go, but I think we've moved a step further. The fact that we're able to hold elections with the hiccups, we had to do it 2 days, and we're able to announce our results due to the introduction of the biometric registration and verification, I think we are moving.
Yeah, so will you say that this we're able to achieve this feat because of the proactive measures that the council, including other stakeholders, have put in place?
I would say so. You know, I mean, definitely we've put in place institutions in this country that have contributed towards the successful and the peaceful elections. Our Electoral Commission, in spite of some misgivings some people may have in general, one of the best that you can have in any part of the world.
Moving forward, what piece of advice will you have for the stakeholders, the political parties, those involved in elections, to do within the peace?
My advice to the political parties is that in democracy, there will be winners and losers, but at the end of the day, it is the country that becomes the victor. So in this particular election, yes, some have lost, others have gained. It is the country in the final analysis that has won. I believe that political parties would not wait till the last minute to subject the country into tension. I think it is important for us to have some kind of dialogue.
Reverend Professor Asante urged the president-elect to put aside all political differences and foster unity across the political divide for integrated national development.
Political parties should not see themselves as enemies, but should see themselves as opponents who are vying for power to contribute towards the development of the nation. The other thing is the winner-takes-all thing that we are operating in this country. As far as I'm concerned, it is important for us to look at it again, because, I mean, if you look at the margins, definitely the country is still polarized. I mean, the president won by 5.5 and some other figures, and then Nana Akufo-Addo has that now, who had 5.2. Plus. It means that all of them have 5 million plus. So as far as I'm concerned, there is need for us to look into the winner-takes-all thing, which raises a whole lot of tension. The political parties will bury their differences and put their heads together and look at this issue carefully. I would also appeal to the president-elect. He's the father of the whole nation. He's the president of the whole nation, to do all he can to reconcile us. Now, political rhetoric should be over, and he should be looking at the entire country and bring all on board, embrace all. The opponents, the political opponents, should also look at their president and see what contributions they can make towards the development of Ghana. Let Ghana live in peace. It must be first in all our political reasoning.
Chairman of the National Peace Council, Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante.
President-elect John Dramani Mahama has again stated his commitment to be a unifier who will bring all Ghanaians under a common umbrella. He said he will do with a vision of massive development across the country as the main thrust of the phase 2 of the Better Ghana agenda. The president-elect John Mahama was given his victory speech at his residence at Cantonment in Accra. He thanked the Electoral Commission for executing its mandate efficiently and the people of Ghana for keeping faith in him. Pascaline Adadivo was at the residence.
The residence of President-elect John Mahama was besieged by party sympathizers, friends and family members, all wanting to be the first to congratulate him on what could be termed a sweet victory. President Mahama, unlike the others, had limited time to campaign. These excited young people sang their hearts out. They could not be deterred by the security pressures. In his usual simple self, President Mahama wore a pink polo shirt, looked happy but quite composed. He accepted the choice of Ghanaians to lead them for the next 4 years. He also called on supporters and sympathizers to jubilate in moderation so as not to disturb the peace.
I want to thank our Electoral Commission for making us proud once again. We have had confidence in them. They've taken us through elections 6 successive times, and I want to thank them for a good job done. I want to say that all Ghanaians have won, and I call on all leaders of political parties that participated in this election to respect the voice of the people. The voice of the people is the voice of God. I want to thank the Almighty God for continuing to grant his favor to Ghana and continue to make us the pride and star of Africa. I want to say that I accept this responsibility with all humility, and I'll discharge my duties to the interests of the people of Ghana.
The campaign coordinator of the NDC, Elvis Efie Ankra, and the chief executive of the AMA, Alfred Vanderpoy, had very good things to say about the victory.
You know, Ghanaians had the opportunity to choose who they wanted for the next president, and they have affirmed their confidence, their faith in our president, His Excellency John Dramani Mahama. I think it's a decision that is worth having. Ghanaians would never regret this decision, because His Excellency the President is a man of vision, he's a man of integrity, he's a man of commitment, and he's a man of high expectation. Ghanaians say they want more of the Better Ghana agenda, and that is exactly what they're going to get. They're going to get development at high levels to their communities and to their doorstep.
Well, I'm glad. I'm very, very happy. I am not surprised at all. I knew that no matter what happens, he was going to be elected president of this republic, because it is the will of God. And so we committed the campaign into the hands of God. We stretched him. For those of you who have been with us on the campaign trail, you know what we went through. We're doing 20, 22 hours a day, virtually not sleeping. We built our campaign on truth. We felt that it was not fair to just go and lie to people, things that we knew we could not do within the short time.
In all these, it has become obvious that President John Mahama's prophecy of one-touch victory has come to pass.
Pascaline Adadivo reporting.